Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Blake Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Before we move on, we have an exciting announcement throughout this week that if you like cold, hard cash, like money...
We're just giving away money?
We give away money!
Wow.
We do.
Tax-free.
Right now, if you're out there in your car, it's time for the Cash Blitz $1,000 Cash Contest keyword. Save this number. Text to 508-777-1000. The number again, 508-777-1000. Or head to our website, theticketfm.com. Go to Cash Blitz to enter. The keyword today is ATM. It's spelled out as you said, ATM. Every keyword you enter is another chance to win. One lucky winner, listener will get $1,000 tomorrow around noon.
So is there like, how do they get, is there like a drawing then?
It's or the range. So if they text the number, again, okay. The number to text ATM to is this number, 508-777-1000. Or go to theticketfm.com. We have a link on our webpage to enter the keyword that way.
Okay.
If you put your name in there, you have a chance to win
$1,000. Then what is there? Then how does it work from there?
It'll have a random drawing
random
tomorrow,
drawing.
And we'll do this every day. We get for the next
are
week.
Are we eligible?
I was just going to say, what is me or Steve?
Sadly, we are not. For this entire...
That'd be incredible. And then Tuesday...
It'd be really...
I won $1,000 again.
The ticket would be questioned.
It'd be questioned.
It would.
Bill Bush won.
Bill...
William Bush.
Sipple.
So again, ATM.
Some money.
Today's keyword, ATM.
I'd like to win.
Text 508-777-1000. ATM, the keyword. Chance to win $1,000 tomorrow around noon. Do not miss out on that. That's a big prize.
Jeez.
If I did win.
Cash Blitz.
I'd get the three of us and Jay Foreman, and we'd go to Jim Egger, and I'd pay for the round.
With Jay.
Yeah,
with Jay. Some in our foursome.
In our foursome, yes.
That'd be fun.
We'll do a two-man scramble.
We've been waiting to do that.
Yeah, we'll do a two-man scramble.
So there we go. Cash Blitz.
Jim Egger.
Sounds fun.
Imagine looking out there on the third hole. I'll be going to hell. There's Jay and Sipple and Jake and Bill. What are they doing? Two-man scramble. Bill won the $1,000.
Very intense tournament.
Yeah, they're
very
spending the money. On.
Look at those guys.
Look at those guys.
Go to Dairy Queen
right afterwards. Yes, head right over for a Blizzard.
Sounds great.
You know, it's been a disappointing day in terms of recovering the loss to Nebraska, the loss to Michigan, 30-27. But I thought I'd do lighthearted for a second because now we did play.
Okay.
We played Biff Poggi audio from post game when he played, said, "I'm going to eat." I'll play this audio again. This is Poggi from post game. We'll play from College Game Day also. Here's Poggi again post game Saturday.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
Cuban cigar. The way he says it's hilarious.
Yeah, you might need the hospital.
Now, if you didn't know about Biff Poggi, Biff Poggi used to be a hedge fund manager. He's very, very wealthy, but he loves football. And Bill knows Biff from previous times that he doesn't need to work. He's very well off right now, right? Biff Poggi? Yeah. But he talked with Nick Saban on game day.
He was sitting on a chair in like a big ballroom at the hotel. I'm assuming they were at the Graduate. That's usually where they stay.
You're correct.
And so he's just sitting there talking. So this was great.
Here's Biff Poggi and Nick Saban going back
game
and
day.
Forth on College Game Day, Saturday before Nebraska-Michigan. Here we go.
Well, look, I mean, I know everyone genuflects to the greatest college football coach ever, but not me. And I will tell you that we've been friends a long time. And he called me five or six years ago. And he goes, "Hey, guess what? I've been chosen for a Ferrari dealership." I said, "Oh, man, congratulations. Let me be the first guy to buy a car from you, and I'll buy the coolest car they make, the 812 Superfast."
Ooh.
"Oh, yeah, great, perfect. I'll have it all set up." I will have a beard down to my knees before I see that 812 Superfast. Okay? He's driving it.
Well, here was the problem. All right, when we got right down to the transaction, you had alligator arms. You could not reach in your pocket.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
You could not get in the pocket.
Why don't you ask the guy? You should ask the Rolls dealer I just brought my car from.
Let's get back to football. Can we get back to football, coach? He wants the Rolls instead of you. You lost a friend and a customer.
I got to ask you. You know, when you were at St. Francis, I never saw you coach a down. You were the owner. You were Jerry Jones. You paid the players and all that. You did the payroll. Are you using the same philosophy at Michigan now?
Yeah, and I learned all that from you. So,
Biff Poggi, Nick Saban, the game day crew before the game Saturday. Biff was in great spirits there.
That was before the game.
That was before the game. Biff was in a pretty good spot.
Didn't seem like he looked like he was going to a heavyweight fight with the right fighter.
Right.
He's like, no, it wasn't too nervous.
He seemed bound up.
Yeah, not too much. Oh, those are great exchanges.
Biff Poggi, he's just an enjoyable guy. He's just an enjoyable guy.
Anytime that someone gets a job like that and I text him, he texts back immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how many texts he probably got?
Probably a lot.
Thousand, probably. Yeah. But just that's how he keeps track of people. I did hit him up. I text Ron Brown before the game. I said, make sure Ron give Biff a hug for me, and he did that for me.
Nice.
So the question for Nebraska, 464-5685, is that you're trying to get this monkey off your back with this ranked win conversation, 28 straight losses to ranked teams going back to 2016. This is a chance you're at a 21st ranked Michigan team that lost by three. Again, they were tougher than you the whole game, but you still had a chance to win this game, and you couldn't get the score you needed at the end or the stop you needed. But the big win has eluded you. Now, Colorado was the big win last year, but it wasn't a ranked team, and they ended up with 9 wins. But this year, you're going to have USC and Penn State. That's about it for big chances next. That's it. And you missed your biggest chance for a big win.
And then the annoys your biggest chance to win a game is to get it early. Because there's a lot of teams that are ranked that don't deserve to be ranked. It's like you talked about the Oregon that happened with at that
2016.
So right now, when after watching that game, the one thing that Illinois is not is what? They're not ninth in the country.
No.
They're not the ninth best team in the country. So sometimes early, later in the season, it's kind of who you are. So the ranked teams are harder to beat later in the season because you don't have those ones that are just all of a sudden got ranked.
Right.
And then like Clemson, started what? Fourth or fifth, and
they were top 10.
They're 1 and 3.
Yep.
So, a point being, somebody got a hey, LSU gets to celebrate what? They would beat a top 5 team.
Yep,
on the road, big win. Then you go like, so it's harder to get the wins against ranked teams now because you're going to get more real teams. You won't have the false narrative.
Big missed opportunity.
It was.
That's what it was. You had a full house. That's what this is.
I was surprised. I'd like to hear from people that were at the game. I was shocked.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Because obviously it had to be loud. Michigan changed a lot of plays at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was loud, though.
So what it tells me was they had such a better preparation for crowd noise compared to what Cincinnati had when they went to Arrowhead, because Cincinnati had a bunch of errors. The run that they made on that long drive for the field goal, there was a 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9. They saw him in a certain look, and they checked it to a run and hit it for about 15, 20 yards.
That was depressing.
But they were able to change plays at the line of scrimmage numerous times.
It was loud, but it wasn't. You know, Michigan took some steam out of the whole thing early. The pass rush took some steam out of the crowd, their pass rush.
Well,
and the fact that they're running the ball well, that'll take steam out of it, too.
Mm-hmm. That drive Bill referred to, that was, I mean, 16 plays, 77 yards, 8 minutes and 46 seconds. They converted 3 third downs. Before that drive, they were 1 for 8 on third down. And they get 3 consecutive 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 10.
That's
just
remarkable.
Crippling to your momentum.
Late. Yeah, that was late. Yeah.
And the crowd was into it. But like you said, they could still change plays. The crowd was solid. And that's a chance to get off the field. And they just could not do it.
Yep.
Picked up the ball almost the entire fourth quarter.
The one thing on the TV, you never heard. Sometimes they'll talk about that. You just couldn't. They can't. The stadium is shaking. You'll see something like that. They never talked about that. But the announcer said that it's so like that. They can't function. It's too loud. That was something that stood out. I just couldn't believe they could change plays the line of scrimmage. Because I'd be like going, guys, you can't do that. We're going to have so many errors on what's going on, and they were able to do it.
Mm. It's impressive. They were impressive.
But for Nebraska, again, you got your October is for the taking. You will probably be a favorite in every game. I mean, Minnesota will see if you're the favorite. It's a road game Friday night. Michigan State, you'll be favored in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Minnesota potentially might be a pick'em game.
Northwestern.
Maryland.
You'll
also
be favored in all four of them.
Sure, you should be. If you're the better team, you win these games. You enter October at 7-1. But
then USC becomes your next chance if USC's still rolling. I don't know. I can't tell.
SC is just they're solid. They're a 23rd to 25th ranked team. That's what they are. They're not a top 10 team.
Good offense,
and they have a play call. They are running the football. And maybe they're in the same boat. They're not up front defense. There's nothing close in those inside spots
that Michigan is.
Yeah, Michigan. But Steve was aghast at me when I said that 100% that is it Aiden Childs?
Yes. The quarterback for Michigan State. Yep.
Is currently much better than Underwood. Underwood's a freshman.
Wow. That's
I'm surprising. Telling you. Childs is very athletic, can throw it. I mean, he's older, so I don't say anything about Underwood. Underwood's he's started
I like Underwood.
4 games. But yeah. he's also he's been to Oklahoma and Nebraska. That setting when they were showing some different, cuz now the camera angle is so good at Nebraska. That's a pretty intimidating setting.
Oh yeah.
That is a big atmosphere at Nebraska. But, Oklahoma was a big one.
But go back to what we said all offseason, and I think we were right about this. You played them at the right time.
Yep.
Bryce Underwood is in his fourth game. He's going to be a great quarterback, but he's still young. And he was not great passing, 12 of 22. I mean, stats weren't great. Didn't have to pass. He ran the ball when he had
to
well.
That's the thing.
And you played them at the exact time you wanted to, and you still couldn't get over the hump.
If you can run the ball, it takes pressure off everybody. Everybody associated with the program.
Yeah. You're just happy. Everyone's happy.
If you can run it, come on, man. It takes pressure off the AD. It takes pressure off the AD.
Yeah, the AD, everyone's president.
It takes pressure off Keith Mann.
Yeah, the equipment manager.
I'm serious.
Still like that. Valentino's guy.
Yeah.
Everybody. It's like, hey, this is a lot less pressure. We're going to sell more pizza.
I mean, God dang, man.
Concessions. Hey, concessions were a little backed up. Doesn't matter. We ran the ball. No one cares. I had to stand in line. We rushed for 290.
Serious.
So it doesn't bother me to stand in line to get a run.
It helps your freshman quarterback if you run for 286. Yeah. I mean, He didn't have. I don't know that he had to throw the ball in that game.
He probably did. 12 of 22 in the game. Now, there's something in the text that people are bothered by. Now, again, Ja'Cory Barney had a great game. Had the Hail Mary catch. He had two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Had a couple nice returns. But he also did, after Nebraska forces a punt to start the second half, fields a punt at the 3-yard line.
Mm-hmm. You get tackled like the two, right? Two
or yes, three,
whatever
did.
It was. Back
now,
then, yeah.
Bill, I guess take us to that situation. Again, you obviously have coached a lot of these great players and coached for a long time. At that point, he had returned several punts. Why is he catching that ball at the 3-yard line?
A couple things, probably because he's had some success. And he had a little bit of room. A guy made an incredible tackle on it. But the number that I don't know what people say, but in general, where it has changed. It used to always be the 10-yard line. That's okay. Not the case anymore. In general, it's the 8-yard line.
Yep.
The 8-yard line. I'm going to catch the ball at the 8-yard line. Because a lot of the punts also, they'll check up. And so the 8-yard line has been the new number. I used to change up with when they went to the 8-yard line. Is that, I don't know if it happened on this one, is I used to go to a staggered stance with the punt returner because a staggered stance helps you with not roll back. So what happens sometimes if you're flat foot, people always say, dig your heels in at the 8 or at the 10 and don't go backwards. Well, the ball's coming to you. You think, okay, I'm not really going to move. I'm good. Then all of a sudden you just drift back and all of a sudden you find yourself drifting. Where if a staggered stance allows you to be able to do that. But the error you'd like to make, there's like, let's see if this ball is going to go in the end zone. So was it a good decision? No, it wasn't. The 8-yard line is generally the number now that you're shooting for. And then they were not able to get a first down out of that.
No, they weren't.
And that turned over into like a touchdown, right? Went touchdown after
field
that.
Field goal.
Was it? You sure?
Yes, it was the field goal.
Was it?
It was 56. That made
the long field goal. So gotcha. Michigan's first two series, they weren't great. Yeah, 4 plays, yep. 22 yards, and then 8 plays, 22 yards field goal. So Nebraska's defense was doing fine, and then the big play, and then they punt, and then the long drive for the field goal ends the game effectively for Michigan. But
yeah, I can see why.
First two drives defensively were fine, but you're trying to gather momentum after that the Hail Mary, and it obviously halftime break takes momentum away, but still it's unfortunate.
I talked about in depth on the insane errors that Michigan made at that time, but the catch was remarkable. You know how hard it is to catch that ball with people all around you at a 50-yard throw whipped down the field?
Oh, by Barney?
Barney. I mean, that is an incredible... I mean, yes, there was incredible errors by Michigan, but the physical part of that play, and then to throw the ball to give yourself a chance. I've seen a lot of those balls just like go out of the back of the end zone. Or I've seen throws not go very well. And so the execution of the play was very, very good. Mm-hmm. And like I said, and then I always say you lose more games than you win because... all they had to do in Michigan was call timeout. And then you just leave your defense on the field. You don't even try to catch the ball, and you just get out of there 17-10. Instead, they let the run down to 1 second. Critical error in the coaching world and critical error on defense with the defensive coordinator. But the play, the catch, was extremely hard to make because it was an over-the-head, high, elevated catch. It wasn't one that just hits you in the...
And if he comes straight down, he's probably down at the half yard line. He kept up and dove back to the line. It was an incredible play all around by Barney to make it up tied at halftime. But Nebraska loses 30-27. Before we get to break, Bill, I'm curious, this weekend, what color were the lights on the house?
Last night, we went red, white, and blue.
Patriotic.
Also, but I tell you one thing, what freaked me out. We're watching the game last night, the Sunday night game. And I get up and I walk out, and I'm like, Laura, what is going on? Our lights were on Rotation Strobe nightclub.
Oh, boy.
And they've been doing that for probably an hour and a half.
Whoa.
And it was like... you know, they're
freaking out the neighbors.
Our neighbors had to go like, what are they doing? And Laura's like, well, I was kind of messing with the lights a little bit. I go, let's just get back to
no
what we do.
Strobe. No strobe light party.
We strobe lighted. I mean, it was like, can you imagine just the neighbors had to be going, what are we doing?
I can't even look over there.
They had to be appalled at what was happening. But they're up and going. Halo lights are going to go. I'm very excited. Because LaRue's getting him, our neighbor.
Yes.
And then just try to get the whole neighborhood set up on like that. Because then Christmas will look great. Our Christmas lights are already up.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah, Christmas lights are already up.
It's away.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited about
that. HaloCustomLane.com, also Neiman & Sons.
Neiman.
Get your lights through that. When we come back, it's time to give out $25 to Valentino's Mozzarella Monday. Texas, the best of the weekend at 464-5685. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.